Step 3. Аудиозапись 17 к заданию 1. Listen to the interview and do the task from the textbook.
Today we have invited to the studio George Crawford, a lecturer from Houston University, Texas, the USA.
Good morning, everyone.
Our listeners would like to know more about your country. One of them asks about your traditional festivals. What are they like?
That's a very good question. Each year, in the United States, there are festivals to celebrate almost everything you can think of.
How long do they take?
Some festivals are only for a day, while others last for a few months. Some are serious and some are fun. Some attract thousands of people and some just a few.
Could you give some examples?
The most popular festivals are probably fairs. These are usually at the end of summer. Farmers enter their animals in competitions in hope to win.
Do they get prizes?
Yes, there are prizes for the best crops, homemade food, clothes, toys, and other things.
Are such festivals held everywhere in the country?
You see, each part of the United States has its own special festival. When people from Europe, Asia, and Latin America came to live in different parts of the United States of America, they brought their celebrations with them. For example, there are Oktoberfests coming from Germany, Chinese New Year, and cherry blossom festivals coming from Japan. These festivals have their own food, drink, and entertainment.
And which festival would you call the most popular?
One of the best-known festivals is probably Mardi Gras. It takes place early in the year in New Orleans, Louisiana. For 2 weeks, there are big parades, parties, and dances. When the parades pass by, everybody shouts, "Throw me something, mister," and they fight to catch small presents thrown to them.
That sounds to me like fun. Does Mardi Gras attract visitors?
Yes, definitely. Mardi Gras is the festival where you can listen to jazz music. Jazz musicians from all over the world come to New Orleans.
I understand why they do it. It's common knowledge that New Orleans is the home of jazz music. I'm afraid our time is nearly over. Thank you very much, Mr. Crawford, for your most interesting information.
You're welcome.